Someone throws from the sea to the dry land, or from the dry land to the sea. And this is talking about even if the dry land is a public domain. In these cases, we'll see is exempt because the sea is a kamelis. It's not a private domain or a public domain. Umina yam le svina, or from the sea onto a ship. Umina svina le yam, or from a ship into the water. Umina svina le chaverta, or from one ship to another ship. Pater, in all of these cases, he's exempt from bringing a sacrifice because none of these are the Torah prohibition. Even from one ship to the other, which is two private domains, and even if they're separately owned, right, the fact that you've got a kamelis in between makes it not the Torah prohibition. It's only rabbinically prohibited. Sfinas kashuras zu lezu, if you've got two ships belonging to different owners and they're tied together, they're secured together, metaltilin mizu lezu, you can pass objects from one to the other. As in the commentaries, if you make an Erev Chatzeres, if you mingle the courtyards, which we're going to get to in the next Masechet of Erev, but if you make an Erev Chatzeres, you can then pass from the one ship to the other. That's if they tie together. Afal pishim ukafos, im einan kashuris, if they're not tied together, afal pishim ukafos, even though they are very close next to each other, but they're not tied, ein metaltilin mizu lezu, then you can't move objects from one to the other. And the reason being over here that we worry that ships will separate and then there'll be sea between them. And then in that case, even if you make an Erev, it's not going to be effective. So if they're not tied together, you can't, and even if you made an Erev, you can't pass from one ship to the other.